Yeah, I can't really switch over to DPL. The controller that I'm using won't allow me to do that. It's either DPL or nothing. I can always turn the analog side of the repeater off too, so it's really easy to do. Just go into the settings and instead of being a 1 enabled, just put a 0 there and it'll disable it. And then they can't key up on it at all on analog. Whole analog thing goes away. But I can also kill the network, the actual remote. I can kill the remote completely. And but I'll actually have to turn the repeater off too because it won't ID anymore. Anyway, that's that story. Yeah, I think I'm just going to leave it be and let it run. It's really, technically, I don't even have to be coordinated by FCC standards. But the pair is coordinated, and it is in my name, so I don't have to worry about it. And it's a frequency that I'm occupying. Anyway, that's that. You know, it looks like I was looking at coordination here recently. It looks like they're being more lenient on the digital stuff, which is good because a lot of repeaters are going to mixed mode. And I saw a repeater pair on 446525, which is actually my old frequency. It's actually an analog-only pair for backyard repeaters. And it was, somebody coordinated that for DMR only. So that kind of tells me that ARCA is actually being more lenient on digital. Because digital is supposed to go on 12.5 narrow band spectrum, and they're not coordinating in that way, obviously. So anyway, that's surprising. But it's good that they're allowing that because this repeater pair is D-Star and 12.5, but I still utilize the analog side of the repeater that's 25 wide. And that's about it. That's all I got.